I just want some crisp, clean sheets and a short getaway to Madison, Wisconsin. Crisis, right? Like, I can't believe it, and I don't really know what else to say, but twice in the last year at my job, I've lost my supervisor and then gotten a new supervisor and a new job description that I'm not good at. And I don't know what a person is supposed to do in that situation where, well, I got hired to do one thing for one person, and now you want me to do something else for another person who might very well be like an evil bastard, you know? So it was difficult, and I started to question my relationship with Minneapolis, with the city that I live in. I was like, I don't know. Maybe this isn't the place for me, you know? Like, if you just keep getting pushed out of doors you're trying to get into. And so, I mean, it was serious, right? Like, serious, like, I'm on the internet looking at used station wagons, thinking about I'll trade my car in for a station wagon, and I'll pack up, and I'll move to California or some shit. And I've done this before. I've packed up and moved before. You know, maybe it's time. So, anyways, whenever I need answers to like the bigger questions, I always go to the casino and play Limit Texas Hold'em, right? I mean, the thing is, regular cards really aren't that different than tarot cards. And if you know anything about the history of cards and the history of gambling, gambling and divination are hand in glove, you know, they're together. So I go to play cards and to try and get some answers, you know, and surprisingly, I win. I mean, I don't win, I just win big. I get four of a kind against a guy who has a full house, and that's what poker is all about. You don't want to have the, you want to have a hand that's just slightly better than the other guy's hand. Anyways, I win $140, right? And this is real deal, straight up poker. I mean, these are like old men, you know? I take $140 from the old men, and then the guy who I beat, his buddy stays and has like some kind of personal vendetta against me, and I get a read on that. I take another $60 from that guy. Right, so I leave the poker with the casino with my $200. And I think, man, I want to get a plane ticket and go to Portland, Oregon. That's what I want to do, because see my friend Bailey, you know? But then that, the more I'm pricing it through, I mean, that's really expensive. It costs way more than like $200, you know? And even though I'm at the point where I'm like, f*** it, I'll put it on a credit card. Life's not about money. I got to have some kind of experience that's not me getting s*** on at my job, you know? And so what I do, and this is the night I get back from the casino, you know? I'm up and I'm jazzed. I mean, there's no feeling like taking money from old men, you know? I mean, that is the real fucking masculine shit right there. And I'm like, I need to go somewhere I've never been, and I've never been to Madison, Wisconsin. And I'm like, and I want to get a nice hotel room because I've had shitty vacation after shitty vacation. And I mean, I'm a dude, you know? Like, my apartment's acceptable. I'm a 35-year-old dude. It's not like a war zone, you know, but I don't have crisp, clean sheets every day. I just want some crisp, clean sheets and a short getaway to Madison, Wisconsin, and so I go. Priceline the hotel, get up at 7 o'clock the next morning and drive there so I can get to that hotel room and have two pure days and like a paradise of clean sheets and corporate hospitality. So there's another part to the story about Madison, though, is that there's maybe a reason that I've never been to Madison, and that is because once I applied to graduate school there. And the thing is, I applied to a bunch of graduate schools, you know, journalism schools, communication schools, and everybody either accepted me or gave me a very nice, you know, rejection letter. But the letter I got from the University of Wisconsin was literally, it was in the shittiest envelope on the shittiest piece of paper that I've ever got in my life. And it was like typed out three words, "Fuck you, Dave, good," four words, you know? I couldn't believe it. I was like, God damn it, fuck Madison, Wisconsin, you know? That was 10 years ago. Okay, but I go there for the first time and I'm like, hey, I've heard it's a great city, and who wants to live without once being wasted in Madison, Wisconsin? So I get to the hotel, you know, lay around for a while, and I start prepping, or I take a big nap, I believe, and start prepping for my night out, and I Google some stuff, right? I mean, Google, it's amazing. I'm like, where do the graduate students drink, and where do hipsters drink, and, you know, where's the edge of university in Madison culture, you know? That's where I want to go. And so I head out, and I get downtown, and I start looking around, and I'm like, you know, I see the bar that Google has told me to go to, you know? It's called It's called Jenna's, and it seems a little pretentious. You know, I don't want to go there right away. I'm like, I'll just find some trashy Madison sports bar, you know, like, let's start there. And I think I see one. It's hopping. I go inside. It's called the Shamrock, you know. And I'm like, hey, you got any IPAs? And that's when I knew something was up, right? Because the bartender starts like looking around, you know. And then I start looking around the bar, and I'm like, man, there are a lot of men in here. And they are all drinking low-calorie beers. And the second he says, I'm like, I'll just take a fat tire, and he gives it to me in a Packers pint. And I'm like, I am at a gay bar. So I don't know how you're supposed to gracefully exit a gay bar like, oh, hey, sorry, boys, I didn't mean to, you know, intrude in the wrong area. So I like pound my beer and I leave, and then I start walking around Madison some more. And, you know, it's a nice city, whatever. But, I mean, there is something really... I don't know, it's this like fake kind of utopia thing. And the thing is now, after the Penn State scandal, when I'm at a big university, I do think like, what is bubbling under the surface, you know? But still, it's beautiful. And then I'm walking around, I'm like, oh, Dave, you're starting to sober up. I went to one other bar, like one, I'm like standard, whatever bar. You're starting to sober up, you know, you need to get another drink, just go to the next bar. And I do, I go in, I give the guy my ID. He gives me a funny look, you know? This is something else. I started getting gray hair in my beard. I didn't notice it then, but visually have gray hair in my beard. I go in there and I look around, and it's like a bar where you like ride the bull, you know, and all these just like crazy, like, for lack of a better term, like slutted up, like 19-year-old girls are like slowly trickling in, you know. And I'm like, okay, Dave, you've been to the gay bar and you've been to the slutty cowboy bar. Like, let's try to split the difference, you know. Because where am I good? So I'm like, all right, I'm going to Jenna's, the bar that was recommended to me, you know. And I go to Jenna's, and I tell the bartender, I walk right in, like, no, I'm pretty drunk. And I'm like, hey, you know, Google told me this is my bar. Like, I Googled things about myself and things that I wanted out of a bar. And Google told me that Jenna's was the bar. And the bartender's like, I don't know if Google can do that. You know, she wasn't, like, totally accepting of me right away. And so I'm there, and I drink, and I know what to say to drunk intellectuals in a college town, because the biggest evil in any college town is the bros. You know, it's the bros with their pop collars and their crazy rich Republican dads and moms. And so I was like, turned to various people in the bar, like, oh, the bros are coming back, you know, the bros. And they're like, ah, the bros, you know. And so anyways, I say to the bartender, I say, hey, if you were going to go to a bar after this bar, what bar would you go to, you know? And she's like, what bar would I go to, or what bar do I think you want to go to? And I was not like, f*** you, but I was like, oh, hey, you know, what bar would you go to? You know, like, I want to know what bar the bartender at Jenna's would go to next. And she's like, okay. And she pulls out a map, and she starts drawing stars and lines on this map of all the bars that she thinks are cool. And I think it's a good idea to tip her, right? I pull out a dollar and I give her a dollar. She does not like this, you know, like, she was not looking for a dollar from me. And so I pull out my business card, and I'm like, here's my business card. I can get a lot of tickets in Minneapolis. If you're ever in Minneapolis and you need a ticket or recommendation of something to do, just let me know. And she slides it back to me, and she's like, I know the executive director of the Current, and I don't want your card. I'm like, this is exactly what I thought was going to happen in the town that gave me that rejection letter, you know? And so I walk out of this bar, and I'm like, I can't believe it. I'm on my one day Midwestern or 2 day Midwestern vision quest, trying to get away from all kinds of up people telling me to go myself. And a bartender just told me to go myself. God damn it. But I've seen this one other bar that doesn't have a sign, and I know it's always a good idea to go to a bar that doesn't have a sign. So I go in, go to the bartender, I sit down. He's like, what can I get you? And I was like, do you have a beer list? And he was like, the bar was so dark, you couldn't see the tap. And he said something to the effect of, how do you feel about Tarragon? And then I proceeded to have maybe the greatest beer experience of my life, which I was kind of expecting out of Madison. And I got hammered with this bartender who loved me. And I was like, hey, man, I just went to Jenna's, tried to give the bartender my business card. She told me to go f*** myself. And he's like, yeah, I know that girl. She's a problem. And so anyways, then I met a bunch of DJs from Madison. On my way to go play poker, I bought Public Enemy's Fear of a Black Planet on UCD before I went there. And so on my way to play poker, I was like, f*** white people, you know? And there's this black DJ there. And I was like, hey, man, I bought this CD. And I was all like, f*** white people. And then I won $200. And now I'm here talking to you. Like, boom, what do you think about that? And I leave, I get a cab, I go home wasted. And, you know, then I spend a day at the hotel room and I have a pretty good day in Madison. I just rest, you know, but man, I am like full of f-ing poison. I mean, working in a bad environment, a toxic environment, oh, I mean, I am hungover and in bad shape. You know, I spend a day, I hang out at the pool by myself, I watch a 3-hour long gangster movie, and then drive back the next morning to meet a friend for lunch. And we have lunch, and it's a friend that her and I are going through kind of a bad time or a difficult time, you know, and it's tough, but it's good to see her, and we like reconnect, and then I go home and I pass out. Okay, when I wake up, I get a text message from my friend, and he says, "Do you want to go to the racetrack?" And I'm like, oh, of course, you know, apparently Vision Quest is not over. And we go to the racetrack and I win like another $70 betting on the ponies, which is pure dumb luck, you know. And then whatever, we go back to his place and him and a number of friends who've been like, don't give up on Minneapolis. You know, you're going to be okay. And the thing is, I win and I ask the cards, you know, I ask the ponies. I like shook the pretentious f-ing academic gods of Madison, Wisconsin. And, you know, I'm not leaving yet. So, anyways, yeah, that's what happened. I think it's just, you gotta hit, you gotta attack your problems f-ing head on. You know, I can't believe I just said that. That sounded ridiculously egotistical. But, like, I mean, it's like I was in a bad spot. And you, like, I think you just gotta, like, go forward and do some stuff, you know? It's also helps to be good at poker.
You've been listening to The Dave Good Show.